The state had argued the federal government was misinterpreting a law Congress passed to protect a rural priority for subsistence. Last year, after the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with federal fishery managers, the state asked the Supreme Court to take up the case. But in a court docket on Monday, the Supreme Court denied the state's petition. The Alaska Federation of Natives hailed the decision. Its president, Ben Malott, says decades of hard-won protections under the landmark Katie John lawsuits were also on the line.
I feel relieved that we don't have to spend our limited resources and efforts fighting for what we know is right. Hopefully, our final time protecting what Katie John fought for.
John was an Otna Athabascan elder who fought for the right to fish on rivers that flow through federal lands. This is the third time the Supreme Court has decided to let Katie John litigation stand untouched. Alaska's Fish and Game Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang said in a statement that the state will respect the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court to not address legal issues regarding fish and game management authorities over navigable waters belonging to the state of Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.